This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 355. All of our thumbs are up on this one. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to yet another awesome new episode of our weekly podcast. Panda, how are you doing?
I'm soggy.
Yeah, you are soggy.
Yeah.
It's your own fault that you're soggy.
I know.
So I don't feel bad that you're soggy.
I don't feel bad either.
You should. It's my couch.
Well, I feel bad of what I did, but I'm not sad about the sogginess. It was an accident.
Always an accident.
I bet snails don't say, I'm sorry for the slime that comes out of the back because, you know, it just...
That's what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have to make a mess.
I don't.
You choose to.
It tends to happen, though.
It's a choice. It's not a factor of your being.
It shouldn't be a factor of my being, but I can't necessarily say if that's the case or not.
Yeah, well, you know what?
I try not to.
It's a beautiful thing that it's a microfiber couch. So let's move on.
It's absorbent.
It is very absorbent.
For those who
absorbent.
Don't know about microfiber, get on that shit. Well, not shit,
Don't shit on the
don't
microfiber.
Shit on it because it won't absorb your shit.
It won't absorb that at all. And you really should.
And then you'll be short one microfiber
frankly,
towel.
Frankly, can we just get to the end of this, which is make good life choices.
Make good life choices.
Okay.
Unlike me.
A good life choice, for instance, would be answering our question of the week, which we put out. And that question was, Panda?
Last week it was, what's your favorite indie title?
All right.
And or game.
And we got a bunch of responses, so thank you for jumping in and responding to us, guys. Panda's going to share a couple, but before she does, I'm going to go ahead and jump in and share mine.
Go ahead.
I've enjoyed playing a bunch of different indie titles. You know, for me, Beautiful Joe was a really good one. But I think... In all honesty, like, my favorite indie, like, I could pick it up and play it right now and just be like, ah, like, is Journey.
Yes.
I love that game company. I love all the things that they've done. Like, they had me hooked with Flow. Flow really was the reason for quite some time, as Panda joked about me never turning my PS3 on.
Which she hardly ever does.
Which I hardly did. I turn it on more recently.
Now.
But... The reason that I would turn it on, if I turned it on back in the day, was Echo Chrome, and it was Flow. But yeah, I became a huge, huge junkie because of Flow, and was going to pick that as my indie game title, but really the one that, like, right now, if we stopped doing this podcast because I saw it on the screen, I would just have to pick up the controller and play it, and play it, and play it, even though I've played it, like, 10 to... 20 times already, is Journey. It's just a phenomenal game for me. There's just something about the atmosphere, the environment, the way that co-op play works, it's just a really enjoyable game from beginning to end.
It's warm and fuzzy. It makes you feel safe.
Well, it's not even about feeling safe. It's just it's an enjoyable game, you know? The fact that there's no communication, even though there is multi...
People do try to...
Try really hard, and I love that about the game, because you're sitting there and you're trying to figure out what it is that they're trying to tell you or direct you to, and so it really does make you focus on co-op, because you do have to, in fact, cooperate with another player when they come in with you, and sometimes to find things that you didn't find yourself, or figure out a different way to go at solving the puzzle that you're in, so it really does make... players cooperate with each other as opposed to just being on a field and you go your way, I'll go my way, and I think we'll meet up at the end.
Like,
and
you take
cool.
care of that objective, I'll take care of the second objective, and we win.
But it really does force you to work as a team when co-op players come into your game, if you allow that. And even though I've explored everything I think I could as far as, you know, achieving the white robe and the really long scarf, train, whatever you want to call it, there still, to me, is so many different ways and so many different paths that I could take through a level that I haven't yet explored, you know, because it is so open.
Yeah.
That I want to, and the fact that a game, any game, whether it's an independent title or a full-on AAA title, makes you feel that way, that's a really successful game. And the fact that the mechanic in it is, in fact, a game as far as solving a puzzle, it just is fantastic for me. So I have to give it up. I absolutely love Journey. I tip my hat every time I turn that thing on to that game company, because they really have created something that is, you know, in the world of more pixels and better frame rates and more bullets, more blood, less clothes, they've really created something very unique that is distinctive and is yet just as satisfying to complete as some of the deeper, richer titles that I've played. So Journey is definitely my like, whoop, whoop. Like, if you say, indie game title, I'm like, Journey. And then right after that,
don't,
like,
don't stop! Because that's what I do when I hear Journey, and then she has to tell me not to do that.
And then, like, right after that, Super Meat Boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. If you're like, favorite indie titles, I'm like, whoop! Journey, Super Meat Boy, Fez.
Boom. Okay.
But no, not Fez 2!
Well, man, people are still dropping the death of Fez 2 jokes.
It's not a joke, man. Sadness.
It's sadness in
reality.
It's
a serious sad, man.
So let me talk a little bit about some of the answers that we did get in.
Yeah. What do people have to say?
All right, well, a friend of ours from a show that I did a pretty decent stint on for a while there, RP Grinders.
Oh, one of your pod crashing. Yeah. One of your regular pod crashings.
Yeah, I was there for a while.
Yeah, you were.
I got pretty homey, got my own chair.
Yeah. I had my own fridge. They make you a nameplate?
Yeah.
For like.
And I had a lumbar support in my chair. They were very accommodating me over there.
And then you stopped showing up.
And then I stopped going.
Yep.
And
they got rid of
me. And then life happened that made it even harder for me to.
First you stopped going, then life
got harder, which gave me the solidity of an excuse to not show up anymore.
Sure.
But I'm still really good friends with the head host there.
Yeah, the good peeps.
Frank Branches. And
yeah.
He responded and told me Bastion.
Bastion's a good one. Yeah.
And that was a tremendous game. I remember talking about that game when it came out and, you know, how detailed the world is and how the narration was like its own character within its own right, which is an absolutely true thing. And it was a great take on a, you know, RPG top-down scroller, essentially. So that was one of those answers. We got one from Redertainment, who was so nice enough to leave me a link to this game.
Linky Poo!
And the game that he linked to that's his favorite indie title was the Indianapolis 500 The Simulator. This was back from, like, 1989, so I was, like, 5 years old when this came out.
That's probably why Red gave you a link.
Probably. Because I wouldn't have known it. I would have been like, what is this thing that Dare did do?
You were playing with Barbies.
I was like, did I make words yet?
Little point. Yes, you were making, I hope to God at five going into kindergarten you were making words. Yes, you made funny words, but you were still playing with My Little Ponies, Strawberry Shortcakes, Barbies. You weren't doing anything video game at the time.
Right. So,
I don't even think
I knew what a computer was.
You didn't even like the Speak and Say, which was awesome.
I hated that
you
thing.
You hated it. Like, it would make you cry and you would run away from it. And
because it said things and it wanted me to say them. And I was like, no, you can't force me to say what the cow says. By the way, I know it's moo. But, like, I don't need you telling me what to do. I'm my own 5-year-old.
You didn't like the Speak and Spell either.
No, because it made me spell. I didn't want to learn. I wanted to have fun. So, yeah.
It explains so many things now when you think about it, Panda. Huh?
Oh, actually, kind of, sort of.
Random capitalization queen. Go ahead.
Hey, Indianapolis- I spell them right.
No, you don't. Indianapolis 500, the simulator.
The simulator was from Red Entertainment.
Wait, what was it a simulator on?
It was just the Indianapolis. It was a race, a car race.
I know, but was it on a PC?
It was a PC, yes. Back in 1984, it was a PC game. So that was his. We got one from Juicetron.
Juice!
Which was Strike Suit Zero.
Oh, yeah, Strike Suit's good. Strike Suit's good. I don't think that enough people paid attention to Strike Suit.
And I feel some people don't pay that much attention to...
us?
Indie games? So I feel like there should be a correlation with how many people actually know the games versus...
if you get a certain level of recognition, does that make you not independent? No.
No. That's true. That is true. You are right. Flacco Jones, again.
Flacco Jones!
Pretty much told us that Journey was his bread and butter. He had to go get his white robes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Dude, the first time, I don't think anyone playing that game, the first time that somebody came into your world with a white robe wasn't like,
I was like, who are you?
Like, I went over and I was like, beep, 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 beep.
You know.
I was like, no, I want to ask you, how'd you get your robe?
And I'm sure when they said that, like, people are going to be like, aw, snap.
Yeah,
the great things about Journey was that, you know, like, as you progressed in the game, even if you didn't get the right robe, your red robe even changed after so many times that you painted the design.
Yeah, the design at the bottom.
So,
you could tell a veteran very quickly.
Yeah, and I mean,
and what was really cool is that every veteran that I met would guide me to the things that I didn't know.
Yep, that's what happened with mine. And actually, at the end of mine, because this one particular person I played Journey with, showed me everything, showed me where all the history pieces were, mm-hmm. and all those murals and stuff. And at the end, because he sat through it, and it's a he, I found out, sat through the opening credits, because you get a whole achievement for if you both happen to stay till the restart of the game. And it shows the people that you
played with.
Mm-hmm. So I instantly went, and I'm like, damn, I have to learn how to spell on the PS3 again. But I was like, hey, Red Cora, blah, blah, blah. Thank you so much, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's like, no problem. Like, and I'm just like, I had to actually say words because I didn't think the beeps were getting through.
Right, and I love that about the game because, like, you would sit there and be like, players that you met along your journey. And then you would listen and you'd be like, I think that's the dude that I met in, like, the third thing. And we were together, like, to the last one. And then I would be like, I think you helped me beat the game. Thank you.
Thank you. Like, thank you, random stranger.
They're like, yeah, it was cool. It was fun playing with you. And I love that about the game. And you would think that for a game that was very simple that you could get through very quickly. I mean, simple in that you could get through it very quickly if you didn't really stop
You could also be like Panda, who in her first time playing the game found a doorway that led me to the very last place and I didn't even have, like, two symbols.
That was a mistake.
So, like, I couldn't do the jumpies that I needed to do because I didn't have...
You had no scarf power.
I had no scarf power. And I was like, this is hard. And you're like, this is the last level. And I was like, fuck.
Like, yeah, you shouldn't have gone through that door.
It's like, where does this door go? The end.
The end? You had no journey.
It was a very short one.
It was a very, very short journey.
Very short journey.
All right, well, guys, thank you so much for answering our question. We'll have another one at the end of the show, and we're going to continue to do this because we really like getting your answers on Twitter and on our Facebook page.
And on our VOG. On our VOG page
as well. And we had a couple people that shared their favorite indie games on our Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we've got some more Meat Boys. There was a Flow thrown in there, an Echochrome. A couple other people said Journey. One of our fans, Jason Cox, was all about Fez, and it was so cute. He's like, I know I'm late to the game, but seriously, Fez, like, somebody should say that, and if it's not me, then who? I was like, exactly, Jason Cox, exactly.
I mean, I haven't even said mine yet. So,
yeah, what is yours? Because we got to get into this.
Yeah, I know, because we have something really exciting to talk to you guys about, but I'm sure you guys already know what it is.
Probably.
But anyway, so my
rhymes with
favorite
man, meth,
indie
snotto.
Game, and I mean, Journey is definitely up there, but I knew you were going to throw out Limbo or Journey. I knew it. And I was like, well, what else besides those...
I didn't finish Limbo.
Neither did I, but it was still good.
Yeah, it was still good.
So I'm actually going to, you know, go back a year in time, and I'm going back to Cognition, an Erica Reed thriller.
Cognition is good.
Because it finally now, on the 19th, so that was like last week, finally released its fourth episode. So the whole story has now been told, and I've been following it since B-Fig 1.
B-Fig, the OG.
Yeah. So... And, I mean, it really brought me back into PC gaming. It brought me into Click Adventures, which I was never really a fan of.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel for a title that can cause me to want to follow it to completion...
Right.
...speaks to its ability. So, that is current, like... And I can go back and replay it over and over again, even though I know the story, and figure out if there are other ways that I could get...
You know what I think would make it amazing, like, Click Adventure game?
What?
The Lexi Cooper miniseries books that Krista Carter does. Have you ever?
No.
You haven't read? Oh.
No.
You would love those.
I probably would, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. No, those are make a great Click Adventure game series.
I'd like to make my own Click Adventure, but I don't think it'd be very long.
It really wouldn't, because pandas are kind of lazy. So it'd be like, get out of bed.
It'd be like, get out of bed.
No. You win.
You slept all day. Game over.
You win.
Go downstairs, make toast. Can't find the toaster. Click. Mom! No, just kidding.
No answer. Click. Mom!
I'm not that horrible, guys. I'm not.
Oh, man. Fuck this noise. Push over table. Go back to sleep. Yes.
Flip table.
Flip. You win. Yay!
Day all ruined. The end.
Yeah. So that's why you don't make a Click Adventure game.
Yeah. Actually, I shouldn't say that, because in college I made a Click Adventure game where Shakespeare was writing, you know, his plays, and you play this no-named barn kid who decides to run away from home, and you run to a tavern where he happens to be, and if you do everything right, he makes his plays, but if you don't, then he doesn't, and you get kicked out of the tavern because you're underage.
All right, so moving right along from that bit of nerdery.
It was awesome!
You use the word awesome, I might use a different word.
Lame.
But you know what?
Lame. Lame.
Stop putting words in my mouth, Panda.
Not fun. It was so fun.
Why are you putting words in my mouth, dog? Did I say that?
It was flame.
It was flame.
Fun and lame.
It was flame.
Flame.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's how that's going to
be. It was like a PT Cruiser. So ugly, it's cute.
No, PT Cruisers are never cute. All right, so moving right along. Again, for that nerdery, we are going to talk Grand Theft Auto 5. And, of course, that should be no surprise because everybody on the planet is
talking. And their mom.
And a big chunk of their moms, actually, which is kind of surprising, but also not kind of surprising.
I mean, it's kind of not surprising, like, you know, Fox jumping on the fact that GTA 5 came out and is ruining the
youth of the fuck Fox. Country. Let's not even go there, okay? Because this is about
a
happy place.
That's what Fox says.
No, that's what that Fox says. They don't speak for all Foxes. Because most Foxes just go, hati, 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 ho. Hati, 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 ho. We know this.
Or ring, ding, 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 ding.
Correct.
So.
Norwegians helped us figure that out. So anyway, we wanted to do a playthrough. And even though we're not a video podcast, we've done audio playthroughs before, like our Red Dead Redemption
episode. That was a long episode. Time
ago. It was a while ago. We've been looking for an opportunity, basically, for us to get together in our living room to do this, and we haven't had a game that we were both really excited to play and do a run-through. So...
Or I'd be excited about a game, and she'd be like, eh. Or then she'd be excited about a game, and then I'd be like, eh.
Right. The last one that we got close to was Tomb Raider, and we couldn't work out our timing.
Our schedule.
Because you were in one place in the game, I was in another place in the game, and we didn't want to spoil it for each other.
You actually surpassed me at one point, because I got stuck, and I was like, fuck this game. And my...
Do a table over.
And Hot Mess was like, I'll play it, and then he surpassed me, and I'm like, well, I still get to see the game, and I don't have to get mad about, you know, the storm guys ripping me a new asshole.
Neither one of you finished it.
I know. So we still
And the thing that
ends.
Sucks about that is that you didn't finish it, because the ending is the dope shit.
But...
Well, that battle is like redonk.
I'm gonna go back.
When?
I don't
it's know. Like people like who leave college. I'm gonna go back. No, you're not. Stop lying.
Actually, I'm thinking about going back.
I know you are.
And I like learning, so I actually would be one of the people be like, I went back to college!
Yes, but you would go back to college in, like, the Avenue Q way.
I wouldn't just go... I've never just gone to a campus and, like, pretended to be there, because I feel like they know that I'm not there. And they'd be like, who's that random person just walking around campus? That's kind of creepy.
You're creepy.
I mean, I totally don't have an Assumption College sweatshirt.
Yes, you do. Why are you lying?
No, I don't.
Why are you lying? Don't make that face.
I don't have a Harvard sweatshirt.
Don't be lying.
I like to collect sweatshirts.
Yeah, you do.
Because it's cold
here. There's a brown one up there someplace, too.
Yeah, no, I don't know where that one is.
I don't know where it is. But anyway. But it's up there. So we are going to dive right into Grand Theft Auto 5. First, the setup, just in case you're one of the few people who didn't contribute to the $1 billion that Rockstar made.
God, on their first day? Did you see the numbers that they reported
on their first day? Yeah, so Rockstar invested $266 million in this game, which is the largest amount of money that's been invested in a video game ever.
I actually even think movies, too.
It surpassed...
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean, as far as production costs.
Damn.
Day one sales, $800 million.
Yep, so...
So they made that back end then some.
Yeah.
First 3 days of sales, so basically consider it... Basically consider it opening weekend. They banked $1 billion. That is with a B, people.
B.
B. As in...
B.
B. B. B. B. B. B. Billion. And so first of all, congratulations, Rockstar.
I'm not going to golf clap for them, but that's because I'm still slightly bitter.
Yeah, I know.
I could have been a part of that
you
magic.
You probably would have been QA testing the titties, and you would have
enjoyed have enjoyed QAing the titties.
Yep, but you didn't. Wasn't you. But whoever did, you know, they came out really nicely, so congratulations to you. $1 billion, first 3 days of sales. Obviously, they'll continue to sell this game for more than 3 days. Rockstar off to, literally, a Rockstar release of the
I
game.
I see what you did there.
But seriously, I mean, they made $1 billion on this game. All right? So there's no joking that this is a multi-billion dollar industry. You have one game company investing $266 million, making $1 billion plus. Okay, because those are, you know, sales, I don't think worldwide, because it hasn't released yet in Europe, has it?
I am not too sure. I know
I thought it was Canada and U.S.
Canada got theirs.
And I think U.K. and Asia get theirs next week, which is, if that's the case, those numbers are just going to continue to blow up.
They're just going to make bank.
Yeah, serious
like
bank.
Like they didn't already.
Serious bank. So, you know, congratulations to them on that. Now, that being said, Panda and I have been playing the game. It's one of the games that we've actually gotten on different consoles. Panda's on the PS3. I am on the Xbox 360 with my version. So, never our social clubs shall meet.
Nope.
I'm a little bit further ahead in the game than Panda is right now. Originally, we were going to try and hold off to do this podcast to play the first 45 minutes of the game in the podcast. But then we're like, there's no way we're not opening this game. So
here it goes.
Here's what we're going to do instead. When it gets to podcast day, we're going to pick up and we're going to play 45 minutes from wherever we are. And I won the virtual coin toss, so we're playing my game on the Xbox 360. So I'm going to unmute my TV, which has been on pause here. I'm a very decent chunk into the game. And by decent chunk, I mean I've gotten the three main characters that you play in the game open. So as the setup with GTA 5, which is a little bit different than any of the GTA games that I've played before, is that you have three protagonists that you basically hop in and out of their bodies throughout the game to play the game through their perspective. So you basically are weaving three views of a single story
together. I wouldn't even say that. I would say you're playing three different plots that all have the same climax and denouement because they all converge on each other.
See, I feel like it's all the same story because it's all about getting Michael back with Trevor.
And not getting murdered?
And hopefully not getting murdered.
And then Franklin is a piece... Franklin is just the Charlie bucket of the group. He's just happy to be there.
And Franklin is kind... So you have, you know, the veteran, the noob, and the wild card.
And wild, that's really where we're going. The psychotically insane.
Well, I mean, that's more accurate, but just as a base, the noob, the veteran, the wild card.
And
they're all woven together in one single story. They don't each have their own story, and there's just one blip where they overlap. They all kind of come together, and they weave together into this one story. So I feel like it's just three different views, three different paths, three different strands in this weave. Yeah, I said weave.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at you for.
Yeah, well, it's woven. This is a weave.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
Ain't no lace front.
I don't know, because I feel like you could really play.
But you can't play, it's just one all the way through. That's why I say they're woven together, and it's one story. Because you bounce from...
But I feel like you could spend more time in two of them than a third one.
You'll realize when you get a little bit... When you get to the
further,
point...
I might change my opinion.
When you get to the point that I'm at, you're like, oh, shit, I spent about the same amount of time in all of them.
Okay, because right now I feel like I spend more time as Michael.
Yeah, that's going to change, because when you get to Trevor, you're going to feel like you spend more time in Trevor, because you spend a big chunk of time in Trevor.
Well, because he's the last one to get... debuted, so you have to catch up.
Yeah, but you have a couple more missions with Trevor right off the bat than you did with Michael, I feel. Okay. And even more so than you did with Franklin. And then you bounce back into Michael, and then you finally...
I want to play the game as Chop.
And then you finally...
That's what I want.
You
want
to play as the Rottweiler?
I'll play as Chop.
Well, then you should get the iOS game so you can train him and play with him.
Anyway.
Because then he gets better.
In your
seriously.
Game. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
That's the next thing I got to do. So, where I'm at in the game and where we're picking up is all three of the characters have now been unlocked. Franklin, who is our dude in the hood who really wants to get out and do better things, make more bank and get that.
He wants to get the love of his life back, who's apparently getting married because she needs a real man.
He wants his
girl back.
Tanya back. He wants to get up
Tanisha.
Out the hole.
I thought her name was Tanisha.
I thought it was Tanya.
Tanya's the crack hoe.
Oh, that's right. Tanya's the crack hoe.
The one who's always trying to say bad things at you.
Yeah, that's right.
She's trying to holler at you, and she's just four kinds of nasty.
And even though she has a man, she's always offering to give you a blowjob or something when you do the right...
Like, tilt your seat back, babe. I'm like, nah, I don't want you touching me. I'm good.
That's just,
I'm gay,
yeah.
Actually.
No, you're right. Yeah, it's,
I like dick.
You're right. Wrong tea. So he's always trying to get her back, trying to get up out of the hood, get more money... Because he doesn't want to be gangbanging and doing other stuff.
He doesn't want to live in his aunt's house with her spiritual walking and hollering of sisterhood.
Correct. He wants out. So you have him. Then you have Michael, who Michael is a good fella who's been trapped in witness protection life out in the hills and just is completely disassociated from everything he knows. So he's miserable.
And I mean, his family hates him.
His entire family hates him. They're all entitled. I don't think that they really, truly understand
or appreciate the shit that that man did for them.
His wife cheats on him constantly.
Yeah.
And
her name's Amanda. She gives Amanda's bad names everywhere.
She does. Between cheating with yoga instructors, pool boys, tennis instructors.
I want to know what the agreement was.
Well, you know, you learn later on that she, you know, was a former stripper turned housewife, and you know you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, so...
Well, you could try.
You could try, but it doesn't really work.
She wears the clothes, but then she just takes them off.
But then she takes them off. It's
She took
shame.
Her panties off.
She took them panties off. So anyway, so you've got poor Michael, who's a good fella, who's no longer a good fella, and is just a fella, and he's not reconciling that really well at all. And his therapist doesn't help. And by the way, his therapist reminds me of, you know the guy that used to have a show on PBS to paint happy trees?
Bob.
Yeah. Him. That guy.
Happy trees.
Yeah.
That's
what the therapist in the
Rossi,
game.
Rossi.
Yes.
I think.
Bob Ross.
Yeah.
And he reminds me of Bob Ross if Bob Ross had a countdown clock to how long he could talk to you. Because he seems like, oh, it's not working for you. Talk to me about it. You know, we can find a tranquil place and it'll be okay. What's your epiphany? And we're out of time. Bye. Like, that's what he reminds me of. And not just because of the fro, but the
I
fro
really feel
hurt.
Like his psychiatrist should have a counselor app where it's just a ticking time clock and you
it's
talk
like,
to your
tell
phone.
Tell me your problems.
And
go.
You talk to your phone clock. And then it calms down and it's like, that's all the time we have for today. you know, and, like, charge your credit card for, like, $500.
Yeah, yeah, the email that he sent me, like, his price is going up a little bit by 75%.
Oh, fuck that person. Speaking of censorship.
Yep. We gotta wrap this up because we are not gonna get 45 minutes of playing now.
Oh, just lots of N-words. Let's play!
Yeah, way too much.
Lots of N-words. Let's play.
Way too much of the N-word. And then, of course, you have Trevor, who, like Panda said, is a psychotic.
The insane entity, because I don't even think I want to call him human.
He is a person, Panda. He is a person.
I mean, by facts.
Yeah, he is. So, like I said, where I am in the game, I've got all three characters unlocked, and I'm right now running a mission where Trevor is torturing a man to get information on a location that I need to get to in order to eliminate a target there that could cause us some problems. Franklin's laying low, and we'll be called into a mission later on. So let's turn the sound on and continue the run, and let's
get into Grand Theft Auto 5.
Then what?
Now, the nice thing about the game is, after you do the big beefy install, because on the Xbox it's a just shy of 8 gig install. I don't know, is it a similar size on the
PS3?
It's
8 gigs for PS3 too.
Okay, yeah, it's about 7.5. It runs pretty flawlessly. I mean, the graphics look great. I've looked at the PS3 version and comparing it to the Xbox 360 version. I will say that the graphics look a little bit shinier and a little more realistic on the PS3. But man, oh man, does it look realistic to begin with on the Xbox 360.
I mean, we're getting the classic rendering that we've seen from GTA since 4, really.
Yep, the streets and the environments and the cars look like their counterparts in the real world that we're used to driving.
Yeah. So, I mean, and things,
I mean, the road I'm on right now has chatter strips on the side. So if I run up on the side, it actually does vibrate and makes the chatter noise.
I call those rumble pelts.
Rumble pelt.
Yeah, that's what I call them in real life. I'm like, oh, I'm on the rumble pelt. I'm on the wake up because you're not on the street.
The wake up because you ran off the road pelt.
You're in danger pelt. But, I mean, for my experience, I have
you can't
noticed,
drive or shit besides
well,
that?
And I mean, that's the thing about this game already off the start, is that they really are emphasizing the fact that you're doing a lot of driving missions. Like, you're driving to a place, you're getting to a place, you're bringing people to a place, you're hitting people, you're racing people. And as we all know, I am not great when it comes to driving. Now, in real life, I'm so much better. But I just suck, and this game is really making me wish I didn't suck. So, what's going on now is our good friend, our buddy, Trevor, is picking up his second tool of destruction, and the options that you get are a giant wrench, pliers, gasoline, and battery.
A car battery.
A car battery.
I'm gonna go with the wrench, because I don't want to shock this guy with the battery if I can avoid it. But I feel like this is just gonna be bad. I feel really bad for this guy, because right now I can feel his heartbeat vibrating in my controller.
Oh my god, yes
so
you can.
I know he's
that
not doing
intense.
Well. It's and I'm, as Trevor, pacing the guy very much like Michael
Madsen.
Dude,
I'm gonna fuck you up.
In Reservoir Dogs, it's just not gonna be good.
It's not gonna be good.
But I gotta hit him.
Yes, you do. Let's do it.
Oh, that was his
knee.
That was his knee. That was his knee. That was not cool. Yep.
I got to give the That's what we were afraid of.
So, yeah. This guy we're after.
Oh, it's not good. It's not good. It's not good.
Yeah, it sounds like your Stalin's very enough. Middle age, middle height, middle build, whatever. He's dark. Okay, he's Azerbaijani, for God's sakes. Look around. Have enough.
So, yeah, I gotta tell ya.
Where are my eyes, Tally? What do you see?
I see a couple guys that are way too old and too fat to be doing a political assassination. We're live.
You see anyone down there who might be an Azerbaijani?
What do I know? You might be an Azerbaijani for all I
know. He's an Azerbaijani.
Eastern. Perhaps this town looks Eastern, Davey. You got the fall of the Shah and the collapse of communism to thank for that.
anyone stand out?
No.
They all kind of.
So at this point, after we've figured out some basic, you know, features for who we're looking for as a target, as Michael, you've got your sniper and you're meant to survey and figure out who it is that you want to hit. But the torturing's not over.
No, the torturing's not over.
Sorry, too late, Trevor.
I wonder if you can hit his other kneecap. Like, can you no longer choose it?
No, I can choose all of it. The problem is that his heart rate
is like 142.
Yeah, it is elevated.
Well, don't forget that you have an EpiPen for when shit gets
I know,
dangerous.
That's not good. That's not good that I have an EpiPen.
Like, I mean,
I really want to pull just one more tooth, but then he won't be able to talk.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe you just threaten him by dousing him in gasoline, but not actually setting him on fire.
No, maybe. I probably set him on fire.
Oh, if you're Trevor, you... I mean, I would go gasoline, but this is your game, bro.
Yeah, I'm not... I can't douse him in gasoline, because Trevor might light his ass on fire. I can't...
You gotta motivate him. Pick something.
I'm going with the wrench again. I can't hit him with the electrodes, man. That's just not cool. I might kill him.
You don't think that breaking his kneecaps and not... Oh, it's the same leg.
See, oh! See? Okay.
Now, see, here's what I would have thought. I would have thought you would have gone after the second leg.
Yep.
He's got beard.
Yep.
I think you're making this up. No, I'm not.
Huh?
No.
Yeah?
I'm telling you the truth.
Yep. I feel so bad for this poor dude.
Especially because I feel like you're gonna kill him.
I'm pretty
sure. Even after you get all the information, Trevor's still gonna kill him because it's fun.
I'm pretty sure that I am gonna kill him, actually.
We're looking for a middle-aged, dark man with a beard. At this party.
Steve's saying beard. What do you got?
Anything specific or is...
Like that guy?
Let's start at Mountain Man and we'll work our way down until someone fits the profile.
Like, dark?
I
mean, he's got a beard, but he doesn't look middle-aged.
Beards are in fashion in Chumash. Land of beach hipsters, we need more.
No beard, that's a lady. Oh, see?
Oh, damn it.
He's got more stuff.
It's gonna be a long day until you give us some intel on our target.
Oh, he's got beard. This book's... This looks like a fucking
chimney. I don't know. Trev, maybe one more time? Just to be sure.
No, please, no. I told you, he smokes. That's all I know.
He smokes. He smokes and has a beard. Oh, God, this, now his BP is at 72.
172. This guy's toast.
Oh, my God, toast. It brings back memories, doesn't it, sis?
It does bring back toast.
What are you going to do with your toast? Well, I'm going to bludgeon it.
No.
I'm going to rip its teeth out.
I'm going to burn it.
And now you're going to electrocute it with a battery. Oh, shit. Here it goes. Ooh! Wait, did you just put it on his nipple?
I did. I'm about to put the right one on his other nipple.
Okay, good.
Oh.
You're gonna kill him.
Oh.
Yeah, we're gonna die, bro.
I'm gonna kill this guy, aren't I?
Probably.
Don't kill him.
Alright.
I think he's getting a sniffy.
Yeah, that's not cool. That's not cool. That's not cool. I really hurt this man. I really hurt this man.
Okay.
He chain smokes.
He chain smokes. And he's left-handed.
Any spirited guys at the party smoke cigarettes, Mr. K says he smokes like a pack of two a day.
Red with cigarettes?
Thank you, Mr. K.
So I think he's the black guy in the tank top with the white hat. Oh, no, or that fucker.
Yeah, and he's left-handed.
That bastard right there.
You're telling me to assassinate a guy because he's got facial hair, a cigarette, and he's left-handed.
Yep.
I see someone. He fits the profile.
Bang.
Yep.
Hope you're right.
That was the guy. I had a feeling. It'll check out.
I hope.
We've got him. It's done. Woo! That is a wrap, my friends.
Oh, I so hope we're right.
Well, he was left-handed and he was smoking. And he had a beard.
And he looked middle-aged.
And he looked middle-aged.
I would say he's outlived his use.
See?
Oh, damn it.
That's a sport. Let's go, come on.
Wait a second, Mr.
Let's just go, okay? I ain't gonna let those G-Man fucking scumbags tell me what to do.
What? You just torture me.
Don't ask too many fucking questions. Let's go, get up. Come on, up the fucking stairs.
Oh, man.
Wait,
am I gonna be a good dude? Wait, is Trevor gonna be cool? Wait, is Trevor going to be a good dude?
Oh,
man.
Wait. Safety first.
Wait.
It hurts. Can you speak?
All right, so I just loaded up this dude that I've been torturing into my car, and I'm supposedly taking him to the airport.
You have no family. That shit is over.
Oh,
Hollywood. I love him very much.
No. It's your old life. That's over now. You're off the grid. You're one of the invisible people.
Just take me home.
I'm taking you to the airport. You're going to get on a plane.
Yep.
You're flying a long way from this country, and you're going to spread your message.
I don't have a message.
Yep.
You're a torture advocate.
Yep.
The media and the government would have us believe that torture is some necessary thing. We needed to get information, to assert ourselves. Did we get any information out of you?
I would have told you everything!
Exactly! Tortures for the torturer, or the guy giving the order to the torturer. You torture for the good times!
Okay.
Admit that. It's useless as a means of getting information.
I'm gonna be good guy Trevor for like a minute?
Torture for the torturee.
But only because I'm psychotic.
Yeah.
And it looks like I'm actually not gonna kill this dude.
Well, I mean, he might die from the fact that his knee is inward in his leg and he's bleeding and his mouth is bleeding and he's lost a lot of blood. You know?
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know if they let you go on a plane without a shirt.
I feel like, if I had a bloody knee like that,
they would probably,
and no shirt.
Well, Trevor, that's okay. You can drive yourself.
All right, get on Los Santos Air. Get the hell out of here, busted up.
Does he even have money to get a plane ticket?
Run, you're free.
What's wrong with this shit?
Your family is probably the ones who got you fucking in here. All right.
Probably.
Now look, trust no one. All right. You're alone now.
Really?
Yeah, really. Now let's go. Fuck off.
Wow, Trevor's actually being...
Wow! Nice Trevor's going to let him go. Run, dude, run.
Falling down the stairs and possibly broke his other knee.
Probably.
Oh, it's legal.
Yeah, it's legal. It's the only one that I didn't get on this mission.
So, just so you know, when you have a mission pass or a completion, there are certain small things, achievements that you could strive to do in that mission, and that will tell you if you get, like, a gold, which is 100%, a silver, which is, like, 50% or better, and, like, a bronze, which is, like, lower than that.
Correct.
So I like that because it might strive for people to want to go back several times over.
And redo a mission,
and
absolutely.
And redo a mission to get all those things, because it might...
And it doesn't always make it clear when you're doing a mission.
No, like, the names of what the achievements are aren't just, like, kill five people.
Yeah.
It's always, like, a title.
Well, unless you're looking at a book, you don't know what those pieces are of a mission to do until you complete
God.
It.
So, your freaking Franklin looks like a stoned-out... with dready corn rolls version of Tyler Perry. From the corner. Like, you're coming down from the top of the van.
If like, you look at my Franklin, he looks like a diesel Alex Cross. Yes.
Alex Cross. Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah, he up. Does. That's what's up with my Franklin. That's how he rolls.
I like the fact that Franklin's not necessarily like a thin guy. Like, he's a svelte, sturdy guy.
Yeah,
like,
he's Diesel, but he's not like cock Diesel.
Yeah.
Which is nice, I guess. Yeah. You know, if you're like that. So I haven't played Franklin in a while, which is why I'm jumping into his game. Now, at this point in the game, there are a lot of mechanics that are at play. For instance, you can now buy property, and buying property basically generates income for you.
Okay.
And so there are different types of property that you can buy. Once you finish one of Trevor's major missions, you can buy a hangar that he's near, and the hangar allows you to
fly your blimp.
No, it allows you to earn money by running drugs and guns across the border, either using a plane or using a buggy.
Okay.
And when you're not doing missions there, it will, after a certain amount of days in the game, generate revenue. Either 5,000 or 7,500, depending upon whether the AI ran a buggy mission or a plane mission for you. So you can really scope out in the area, not only places that you can shop or going to the gun range to, you know, improve your shooting, but you can also buy properties to help generate revenue so that when you're not, you know, in mission all the time, you do still have money coming in. Because the guys do earn money at different rates.
Okay.
Which is important.
That makes sense.
Yeah, they earn money at different rates. So I thought Michael was the one making bank until I dropped into Trevor. And Trevor, I dropped into his game. And Trevor had like $197,000 when I dropped into his game. Just in his pocket before we did
stuff.
Well,
he was a meth dude.
And I realized that, you know, part of that came from the meth. And the other piece was that you were going to need $150 to buy the hangar to begin with. Because properties are not cheap. So we're in the pause screen looking at the map, and I'm just showing Panda a couple of properties nearby. So for instance, there's this Vespucci heliplad, which I'd have to go over and see what it would cost. It would run 80 grand. The hen house is around here someplace.
It's 80 grand.
Yeah. So you can see that, you know, the properties.
Is the hen house a strip joint?
I believe that the hen house is, in fact, a strip joint.
Do they sell chicken there?
Possibly. There's this place up here called Pitchers. I'm guessing that's a bar. It's $750,000.
Damn!
So most of these places are not cheap.
I mean, GTA's world has always been very big, but this is even bigger.
And I don't know how you imagine it bigger, but it is. Tattoo parlors open up after one of Trevor's missions, and you can take any of the guys to the tattoo parlors. So I've already gotten Michael tatted up.
Really?
Yeah. I added a couple. I put a family tattoo on him.
Even though his family hates his fucking guy.
And I put the family tattoo on him, and literally, like, the next thing that happened was that he lost his family. I felt bad. You know, because...
As you should.
His family...
I mean, they...
You know.
They're no good.
They left him.
They're no good.
Because they suck. So, gonna take
I like this other thing that they've initiated in this game is movie theaters, which... in my first game, the first thing I did was, I was walking around as Michael, and I was like, let me just see what this is. And literally, it's like a 10 to 20 minute actual movie that they went and made, and, like, I went to the artsy-fartsy one, so I went to, like, a coffee house, show that was, like, a Spanish dude who's having dreams, and the chick in his dreams was a French lady who would speak to him in French, even though he'd answer her in Spanish.
Yeah.
There were, like, ladders, and, like, people, like, climbing ladders, and there was a mime lady. It was
like, if you could imagine Bad Fellini being on acid, that's what it was like.
And, I mean, and I sat there throughout the whole thing because I feel like if I visit all three of the ones that are in my area, I feel like because there's so much effort in these already.
And sitting through these movies.
Sitting through the movie that they have to give us something for sitting through all of them.
Yes, so, all the way to the credits sitting through them.
And I did. We did. We sat through one whole one. I haven't been to any other one since. Also, their Freaks and Geeks system, their Strangers system that I like.
I like you calling it Freaks and Geeks. I feel like that's more appropriate.
Like, I feel, yeah. And I mean, and these people, you know, Michael and Franklin, and I know
Trevor has them too.
And you can go and randomly encounter these people that could help boost your stats and certain abilities, like your gun, your racing, your stamina, and I'm sure a plethora of other things, but all these people are like batshit nuts. Like, there's no just normal stranger who's like, hey, do this thing with me and this is gonna happen. No. Like, I think the first lady I encountered was a runner, and she was just... She was cranked up to 11, man.
She really was.
She was just angry, but it was like a happy angry because she was exercising, which if exercising made me this angry, I don't think I would do it.
No, you can't. All right, so we're getting at least my first look at Franklin.
This is my
naked.
This is my first look of him naked
in his drawers because I went into a tattoo parlor. So we're gonna check out some of the tattoos are going on.
They cover up crappy ones too.
Yeah. So this first one that's called Chamberlain. It's actually one that's available to me for free because it's one of the tattoos that I got in my download pack.
Right.
For my DLC that came with my collector's edition. There's all different kinds of ones on your heart, not on your heart. And again, we're just looking at some of the torso ones.
Is that the fam one that you put on, Michael?
No, that's not the fam one I put on. As it turns out, tattoos vary by person. So tattoos that are available, not everyone gets the same
set. Is that
the
one you put on, Michael? Fam for life?
None of these tattoos that we just looked at are tattoos that were available for Michael. So everyone's tattoo sets are completely different. As you can see, I've got like a bunch of tattoos that are available for my neck.
Yep.
For either fam, which is the crew, the gang that Franklin ran around with. And that's why I have all the fam tattoos available. It's not available for Michael or for Trevor. And some LS neck tattoos for Los Santos, looks like Faith on the neck.
Back of the neck.
Yeah, and another one on the back of the neck, which I can't see.
Because of your hair.
Because of my hair. So yeah,
but see,
Brotherhood,
Ninja,
Serpent.
In this game, you could get as many tattoos as you want.
Yeah, I know, right?
You could cover him in tattoos. You should get the lion tattoo and call it your Mufasa.
My Mufasa. So the tattoos are completely unique to each player. Oh, yeah, no. I gotta get Chop. Yep, Chop's going on my arm. You're not much of a bleeder. Yay, I'm not much of a bleeder. It's awesome. Oh, it looks like they're stackable, too, because I have another Oriental mural that I can put on the rest of my arm and basically have a sleeve. And Chop still stays on the top.
Chop's the man.
Chop is the man. But I don't want to cover up Chop with this dragon, because I love Chop. Chop is my boy.
Cool. I liked the mission where you played as Chop and you had to sniff out that dude.
Yeah. That was a good one. All right, so what do we have for legs here? And it looks like
he's
we got
pretty,
some...
He's
Diesel. Yeah, we're gonna put Warrior on my leg, I think.
Don't put a hottie on your leg.
No, we're gonna put Warrior on my leg though.
Cause you're a warrior.
I am a warrior.
I am a warrior. Yeah, Franklin, I went Pat Benatar on your.
You did
asses.
Go Pat Benatar on us.
Yeah, I did that.
All right, so I'm gonna jump into another mission here with Franklin because I haven't done one in a while with him. And with Franklin, the way that the map system works is that you have things that are ID'd by color. So orange missions are for Trevor, green missions are for Franklin,
and
blue missions are for Michael. So I have a mission that Franklin can do that's focused on Franklin because there's a nice big F in the middle of my map here. I also have a another mission off to the side, which is...
Barry? Who's Barry?
What do you mean, Barry?
It says Barry. Like, that's the B with a question mark?
Oh, yeah.
It's Barry.
I can't remember
because
who Barry
Beverly
is
the paparazzi.
Guy, yeah. And then I have a Lamar mission someplace. And I'm going to skip the Lamar mission for right now.
You mean the
because
Lester mission?
Is it Lester?
Lester.
Okay, that's
what
Lester,
happened
not
to
Lamar?
Lamar
pops up every once in a while, and frankly, if I don't have a whole lot of Lamar popping up in my game, that'll be really great because he drops the N-word like a little bit too much.
I
for
feel
me.
Like he hung around with Tarantino while he was writing Django Unchained.
I feel like you would be correct.
Or I feel like Tarantino was using Lamar as his muse while writing.
Except Lamar didn't exist for Tarantino.
Maybe someone who looks like Lamar hung out with Tarantino, and he's like, I know this guy's gonna be perfect for your game, and it's the same guy. I'm just saying.
Right.
So snagging cars is pretty standard in this game. Though I love that when you go and you steal a car from somebody, and then someone goes and hits you. Like, if you're Michael and you get hit too many times, he's like, do you know how much this car costs? And in my mind, I'm going, Michael, you don't know because you didn't buy it. You just jacked this shit. You just jacking cars all day long.
Yeah, I've jacked a few. You can stash some cars at your safe house, but you also get a garage once you get a little bit into the game for each of your players. So Trevor has a garage, basically off-site storage, to store more vehicles than what you can keep in your safe house, which comes in handy. I keep all my fast vehicles stashed in my garage off-site, and I keep my, like, kind of puttering around, getting around the city, nonchalant, incognito vehicles at my safe house for all my characters. So while I have a bomb-ass Mustang that I've tweaked out for Michael in the game, my fastest cars, actually, which are the Porsche and Maserati type cars, are actually in my garage, in my off-site storage. And I use those whenever I'm going after a race.
Whoa, that lady had a big ass.
She had a very big ass. There's a lot of big fucking people in this game. I will say that most of the residents of Los Santos are fat as shit. And I don't know if that's Rockstar trying to make a statement or not, but I have noticed that there's a lot of badonk.
Maybe they just wanted to make people feel like there are sprites that can represent them.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. And I can't remember if I actually have another car in the garage. I didn't mean to punch. Do I?
Nope.
It got impounded. So I can go ahead and take this guy on in there. So I can have my... Yeah, I gotta say, the game is really more realistic than I thought it would be. I get drawn into it so many times, like, of the dialogue that's going on, which doesn't really happen a lot in games. Like, usually it's a little bit of dialogue and move on to the puzzle thing. But conversations are really, really important.
Well, I mean, they spent nearly 5 years on this game. If the dialogue was crap, don't you think we'd all would comment on it?
I mean, they set up the story really well. There are pieces of conversation that if you don't listen to it, you will miss a crucial piece of information that you actually need for a mission.
Ooh, good to know. Good to know. I can drive by with the best of them. But anyway, so going back to the AI, because I wanted to talk about that, but then I got drawn into the conversation. Cops, and even fellow drivers, if you crash into them a lot, or your car,
they will chase you and try to pull you out of your car
and ram you down.
They'll pull you out of a car if you're at a stoplight and start biting you in the street.
Cops are, like, on high alert. The minute, like, I think the highest rank of stars I've gotten so far has been 3.
I did 4, and it sucks.
Because, I mean, at 3, you get helicopters.
Yep.
And you get regular cop cars, and I was in the middle of a mission.
Yeah, at 4, you get faster cop cars as well as helicopters.
Oh, that sucks.
It sucks ass.
But the cop cars were literally, like, flanking me and, like, pinning it so that my car couldn't move, so it would have to force me out to fight, and then I would get shot in the head, and that would just end everything. And I never remember that happening in 4, so I like the fact that now I have to be thinking on my feet even faster than normal, because I can't just hope to outrun the cops, because they kind of follow you. Now, with that said, I was doing a mission, and I had a cop following me, and I hid myself betwixt a tree. And
yeah, you hide in trees and bushes a lot, and that shit works. I don't understand it.
And they evaded me, and I got to do my business. So, pro tip, hide in trees. Like, park your car in, like, a park. Oh, that looked like cocaine.
It is.
My throat getting numb already.
Looks like we're buying
a cane. Because it had Novocaine in it.
Let's go. How about a taste? No, man, we leaving. I want a taste of the other side of the brick.
Now, you heard what your boy said. You're leaving.
Hey. Give me that back! Whoa. What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
We ask for a key or a fucking ounce?
Man, that's motherfucking drywall.
Hey, we got some motherfucking buyer's remorse out here. You can't fucking hustle a hustler.
Oh, shit.
Shit just got real.
Yep.
You don't fuck with Trevor's cocaine?
You should not fuck with Trevor's cocaine. It's a stupid thing for you
now
to do.
Now, let me ask you, Ninja, if you've dealt with any of this shit, but have you dealt with Franklin's special ability or Michael's special ability?
No, I find that I'm not really good at using those guys' special abilities.
Go get him, Chop! Bite that man in the balls! I hope you can't, your Chop can't get killed, because I'd be so pissed if he can be murdered. You know what I don't understand, you know, as Franklin, you make all this money doing this stuff, and you still live in your auntie's house. Why don't you get your own place? Now, you know, in fights like these, you can switch between.
Yeah, I do.
Because it does make that far more effective in fights now, where you're not just expected to play one player and, you know, expect that your team of AI will just do what they have to. I like the fact that you have the ability to move around your map to the most effective positions while fighting on the street, very much like...
I don't know why I switched guns like that. That's just stupid.
And the cover system, I feel, is a nice element that I've started to implement really well in my game. And it really allows me to line up my shot and get those headshots that I love so much. But I like how the situation doesn't seem to, like, they suppress you heavily with opposition until you've killed so many, and then, like, they'll neutral out, and then you can just kill them if you want to. Like, I've noticed that happened in a couple of missions that I've done. Oh, I can't wait to get this gun. I don't have this yet. Dang.
Oh, it's a shotgun that I put a silencer on.
Because you can mod your own guns and stuff in this game.
Yeah, you can. Now, let me tell you, there's nothing as badass as a shotgun with a silencer on it. I just want to throw that out there.
I mean, your shotgun apparently has some range to it.
It does. Where the hell is shooting at me from here? Come on.
Yeah, they want you to progress to, like, move up the map. Like, when you first play as Trevor and you have to clear out that biker place.
I just died as Trevor.
Yeah. But I liked that because he's like, let me show you how it's done. And he literally clears out, like, a chunk of them. But anyway, I mean, it is amazeballs.
It is. And one of the things that I do like about it, like Panda said, is that because you have the ability to jump in and out of people in a mission, you get to play more than just one section of a mission. It really allows you to feel like you're in a situation as opposed to watching a situation unfold. You know, which is kind of amazing when you think about, you know, what you're doing in the game, right? You know, we're so used to having a linear story, and now the linear piece has gone away.
Yeah, it's more circular, I feel. I feel like it's multidimensional now.
It's definitely dimensional now.
And more dynamic, if I was going to go from a literary perspective.
Yeah.
It's dynamic now. It's not very static or stoic. Static.
Yep.
Which is good. So, I mean, I have to give some kudos to Rockstar. I mean, yeah, it kind of sucks that you didn't, like, make me part of your team. But, like, you know, you guys could totally change that, you know, in the future if you wanted to. I wouldn't say no. But maybe with the next GTA that we get, maybe we'll finally have, oh, I don't know, a female protagonist? What are your thoughts on that?
I think that you will. I think it's just because the gamer space has changed so much that we're ready for it, you know?
And I feel like she should be Asian.
I feel like that would fit. You know, have a triad chick.
Yeah, because then we could totally play up, you know, the Asian mobs and stuff. Like Sleeping Dogs, but in GTA.
Right.
And with a chick. Because I think, wasn't the head honcho, or like the lady who... pretty much kind of convinced
was a woman.
Was a woman.
Yeah, in Sleeping Dogs.
So, like, I would have loved to have, like, played her origin story to see her get to where she got to. Because, I mean, I think some people think that because you're a woman that you can't do the same type of, or have the same kind of origins that, you know, like, a gangster from the street would, or, like, a preppy kid who just wants to, you know, follow in his daddy's footsteps, so to speak, could do. And I feel like that's a misrepresentation. I think we could.
I don't know where that bullet came from, but
from
I just died.
Behind you.
Aw, damn it. So I just died as Franklin. I think that's a pretty good start.
I think that's a good place to stop and regroup.
So here's the deal. GTA 5. There's a reason why they've sold $1 billion worth of this game. It's deep. It's, as far as gameplay goes, you know, I haven't gotten all the way through the story.
You're only 22% through the game right now, because it keeps tally of your percentage as you go to each autosave.
And I gotta tell you, man, to be as deep into a story as I feel like I'm at right now, and know that I'm not even a quarter into the game.
You're not even
30%
right now.
Like, I'm not even a quarter into this game yet. That's an accomplishment. Now, there are some things that I don't like. When I did my initial install...
Oh, yeah, talk about that.
...of the game, everything was running fine, because, like I said, you know, 8 gigs of install, running along, doing my thing, and then all of a sudden I got booted to the main screen as I was mid-mission. And I thought, hey, this is kind of weird. What's going on here, guys? And a message popped up that said, hey, we had to go back to the main screen because there was a problem reading the install data. If it persists, you should probably either change your storage device or, you know, reinstall the data. And I was like, what do you mean reinstall the data? I don't know how to do that. And two, why should I have to reinstall the 8 gigs of data? I don't understand. Xbox, what the fuck? So I started the game again, loaded up my autosave, was able to progress in the mission, got a little bit further than I did the last time, and then the same thing happened again. Oddly enough, right before we were going to do this podcast, so I start freaking out going, holy hell, am I not going to be able to play this game? One, for the podcast, and then two, holy hell, am I not going to be able to play this game and actually finish this shit? So I was getting a little upset.
Angry.
I was getting a little angry.
She wanted to throw things.
I didn't have a Snickers, but
I
really...
I gave her some Cheez-Its. It didn't help.
It didn't help. And, you know, usually Cheez-Its fix things.
And it had a cute note on it, too.
It had a beautiful note on it, because you are considerate at times, Panda.
At times.
Yeah, you know, I just have to put the clarifier on there, because we don't want to give people...
The conditional.
Yeah. And so, it took me a little bit to figure out how to go into my settings on my Xbox and find the four pieces, parts of data to remove, and then grab my install disc, because that's one thing that is different between the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation version. There are two discs in the Xbox version. One is your 8 gig of install, the other is your playoff disc, whereas on the PS3, I think you have a big chunk of the data. You just have the play disc, and you actually download the 8 gigs directly, so you don't have a separate install for that. Figured out how to reinstall it, and so far so good with the reinstall, no problems, no issues, which makes me feel great, but that was definitely a hiccup that gave me like a shit myself face. Kind of face if this doesn't work, because somebody's fixing something really quickly, but that didn't happen, so... Overall, my experience with the game has been fantastic. I've really liked GTA. I've loved the series since 3, which is where I jumped into playing GTA. And I haven't been disappointed with any game. You know, there's a mission where you run into The Lost, which I bought that DLC for 4 and played those missions. And so it was...
That's right.
It was kind of sweet to... It was bittersweet, really, to see the characters that I had, you know, come to know in the Lost DLC, and then see my dude get killed, like, right off the bat. It was pretty much Rockstar being like, yeah, we're off that shit, just so that you know.
So I wonder if we're gonna see anybody from the Ballad of, what was his name?
From Every time you say the Ballad of, I want to say Ricky Bobby, but it's not. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's the gay guy.
Yeah.
From that.
And we may.
Because he...
It would be funny if he was related to Ron.
You know? But, and the only reason why I even remember that downloadable content is because that Panju song was, like, in the background.
See, I didn't get that DLC.
Dun, 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 dun. That one from, yeah. But anyway.
I like Panju. That's a good song. So, you know, here's the thing. If you haven't bought this game by now,
then...
It's not the game for you. You're not going to buy it. So we're not here to tell you to buy it or convince you to buy it. But if you haven't had an experience with a Grand Theft Auto game ever before,
then this
is the one that you should jump in with. And don't get me wrong. I love Niko Bellic and I love 4. Okay.
I feel like the
but
tone...
But this experience is so different than that.
I feel like the tone, even though we're going to get into more serious and complexities along the way, I mean, coming from 4, which already kind of gave you this heavy, you know, exposition of, you know, having to come over with nothing and rising up, and now we're at that end point of, oh God, you survived this horrible thing, now what do you do? We're now dealing with the ever after part. In Michael's case,
right.
And in Trevor's case, and I mean, we're getting an origin story for Franklin, who is now rising up, so you're getting a plethora of different motivations and stuff, which is really appealing, and to see them all gel is going to be fantastic.
I feel like this is GTA grown up.
Yes. Granted, not that 4 didn't...
Not that 4 wasn't mature. Because I feel like...
GTA 5 is mature.
Yeah, I feel like 4 was like, look, here it is. All your mechanics, a rich story, frankly.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. A character that you actually felt bad for. You made an emotional connection.
You grow to understand the choices that he was going to make in the story.
And I made the emotional connection with Niko Bellic. So, and that was the first time that it ever happened in a Grand Theft Auto game for me. Now you've got a game where you have these three really distinct individuals.
With their own distinct style of handling business.
And their own backstories, that you get enough of the backstories that you really start to feel like, you know, for me, and I don't want to mess up your question, so I'm not going to get into it, but what I will say is, for me, there are so many more facets of the game that I'm exploring than I normally would. In a GTA run-through. You know, part of the reason why, you know, almost a week into this game that I'm not even a quarter into the story progression is because I've been doing so many of the side missions and helping random off
and
people that pop
up. And online isn't even available yet.
Online's not even on yet, you know, and I haven't even done any of those pieces. It's just a testament, I think, to how much thought, effort, and work really went into
this game.
I mean, the talk radio station is hilarious. The cartoons that they create for the TV, which if you have not watched
I have not done that yet,
you need to
remember,
do this.
Remember, I went to the theater.
I know, but you gotta go home and watch TV, because there's like, there are just a plethora of like Ren and Stimpy style, you know, John Crick Felucci style cartoons that they've created that run on TV that are you know, politically charged, and oh my God, they're just so over the top. Even the team that put together Archer would be like, we need to actually make that a real series. Like, that's how that would work. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of thought. There's, the devil is in the details. You've heard me say it before, and Rockstar really paid attention to the details.
So they're the devil?
They might be the devil, which is why the game sold, you know, $1 billion plus.
Okay.
Because you make a deal with the devil like that, you're going to make
bank. I mean, you're going to make, yeah.
You know, but I feel like Grand Theft Auto 5 is the most mature. Even with all the end dropping and some of the really outrageous things that we've already borne witness to.
Yeah.
Because there are outrageous moments, but that's one of the hallmarks
Those are the Easter eggs.
But really and truly, I mean, it is. The fact that you can fly a blimp. Like, that's one of the... It's so outrageous and it's out there. I wouldn't call that mature. But just in the way that the story is put together.
Well, I mean, it's not like
together.
You walk around in a catapult car and you suck people up and shoot them out of your car.
I know, but there's merit in being able to do that,
do
too.
Do that, too. Absolutely.
You know, so I got to tell you, you know, as far as our ratings go, this game is just it for anybody on your list that enjoys, you know, action platformers, action games, just
bullets,
jack and cars,
jack and bullets,
potty humor,
jack and bullets, because you jack cars and then you have to shoot bullets, jack and bullets.
You know, if they enjoy that at all, then this is a game that absolutely wouldn't suck as a gift, you know, since we're coming up on holiday. It'll make a great gift.
I wonder if we're going to see a version of GTA 5 for the next-gen consoles.
That'd be really interesting. I don't know if it's something that they've worked on. You might see a port later on. I don't think you'll see it for holiday. Well,
I'm just saying, because then a lot of people who might not finish this game outright will have to hold on to whatever console they got it on to finish it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the reason why I asked that.
Yeah, you definitely will be holding on to your console to finish it if you're not done by November. Which, depending upon how much of a completionist you are, you won't be done in November.
I won't have the money until, like, June anyway.
But what I will say is it is definitely a buy. Wouldn't suck as a gift. I love my collector's edition stuff that I got. I have a Los Santos cap in there that will remain boxed. I'm not going to take it out.
No, don't.
It's just beautiful looking. I got a heavy-duty money bag, bank money bag, that functionally works. So I'll be, you know, socking away my next-gen console money in that so I can roll up bank-wise and be like, pa-pwang! Here it is. But I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. What about you, Panda?
Well, I mean, I'm not nearly as far as you are, and I mean, I totally ventured onto a different platform in terms of console on this game. I am enjoying it thus far. I mean, it's really pushing me to learn how to appropriately drive so that I can be more effective when it comes time to play online. So I'm looking forward to seeing what this version of GTA has to offer me, and so far I can't complain.
That's good.
Thumbs up!
Double thumbs up.
Four thumbs up!
If we had more thumbs,
if we had thumbs on our toes, we would have...
Eight. I can't believe it took you that long to do
math. Well, because I'm thinking, like, quadruple is four.
Times two.
Is octuple? Octagon? Tuple?
Octuple.
Oh, because of the Octomom.
Oh, jeez. I can't...
Yeah. Yeah,
not because of school, but because of Octomom.
Because of Octomom.
Really?
Yes.
You're what's wrong with your generation.
Just me?
Not just you. There are others.
Okay.
There are others. There are always others.
Ow, that hurts my feeling.
Well, fix it. You have the power.
I have the power. I've done that for like three shows now. Stop setting me up for that. That's like on instant loop in my brain. Anyway, so should I get to my question or not?
Yeah, we can get to your question.
All right, so here is our third
question of the week.
Question of the week. And it is GTA themed, which you shouldn't be too surprised about.
No surprise.
So I want to know, if you play GTA,
yep,
what your favorite aspect of the game is. Favorite game mechanic, component, even
character,
why.
Yep.
You know.
What's your favorite GTA
experience?
There you go.
Because it is an experience.
So we'll put the question up on our Facebook page. You can answer us on Facebook. You can answer us on Twitter by tweeting your responses
at
to us.
Esh News.
At ESH News on Twitter. You can use the hashtag Esh Questions, ESH Questions, and we'll find it that way.
Because I've noticed the other times that I've done other hashtags that other people are already using the hashtag for other things.
Yes. So, ESH Questions.
ESH Questions.
It is plural.
Plural, because
there'll capital be ESH people.
Yeah.
Lowercase questions.
Yeah.
All right? Don't act like this is your first time at the rodeo.
We all know you use hashtags.
You know how to use hashtags. Come on now.
So,
it's a guilty pleasure, but we know how to do it. And, so you can Facebook us on our page, facebook.com/landofesh. Answer our question there. You can, like I said, hit us up on Twitter. Tweet us your answer. Include the hashtag ESH questions so we can find it easier to bring it in. You can even
comment on the VOG Network when our show airs there on
Tuesdays. Right before Anime Jam session. And what time can people pick up that brand new episode of our podcast on VOG?
At 8 Eastern time.
That's correct. So we're not...
Dropping the standard.
There you go, because we're not there yet. But here's the beautiful thing. ESH is all over the web. You can check out all the articles and reviews that we do at our homepage, egmnow.com/electricsisterhood. News, reviews, event coverage, you'll find it all there. If you want to check out our podcast, well, guess what? You can get it on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. You can also find our podcast in the iTunes store, either on your desktop in the iTunes app or on your iOS device using the podcast app and searching for Electric Sisterhood. You can also find us in the Xbox store if you have a Windows mobile device, so you can get the podcast whenever you like. Like she said, we are part of the VOG Network, so you can check out our show on Tuesdays over there, as well as listen to some really fantastic shows on the network You gotta check it out. Bognetwork.com. Panda gave you the question. You know how to answer us.
Though, we now have to put a little amendum, an addendum. Addendum! There it is. That's the word. To that. So, in order for us to receive your answer in an appropriate time, we would like for people to, if you're going to submit one, submit it before
midnight
that Saturday. That's the Saturday of the week.
So, you got until midnight Saturday of this week
to bring in your to submit your answers.
Submit your
Twitter,
answer.
Facebook, Fog Network.
Because we record on Sunday, so if you don't tell us by Saturday, you ain't making a podcast,
bro. I mean, if you send it to me at 2:30 on Sunday, well,
why are you texting her? Well,
yeah, because you got I get yelled at when I look at my phone near recordings. And
so don't be texting her. She got business to do.
Hell yeah.
Who you at? What you doing? Who that done
where?
There?
With who?
What?
You been where?
I don't even know. But what I do know is I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we're out till next week, guys.
And up next, Anime Jam Session.